The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is getting close to finalizing its study on mountain goat habitat in the Haines and Skagway area. Biologists hope the findings will inform decisions on helicopter skiing and other activities shown to impact mountain goats. Last fall, a Haines committee met several times to review and recommend changes to the borough's heliski boundaries map. After a lot of work, the committee's final product was cast aside because of conflict of interest concerns and wildlife studies, like this one, that are still in the works.
Our study isn't designed to examine the effects of helicopter skiing or human activity on mountain goats.
Kevin White is the wildlife biologist leading the research.
It's more oriented towards figuring out where important mountain goat winter habitat is, and then being able to map that across the landscape, and then use that knowledge to help people who are making decisions about land management decide where appropriate places are for different types of activities.
Over the past several years, biologists captured and put radio collars on 67 goats in the Haines-Skagway area. They track the animals as they move along mountain ranges throughout the year. This, combined with aerial surveys, will help the researchers build a map that shows goats' summer and winter habitat in the Northern Lynn Canal. One of White and his colleagues' discoveries has to do with where area mountain goats spend winters. Goats in coastal climates tend to winter at lower elevations. Their counterparts in interior climates winter at higher elevations. The Haines area has a transitional climate between coastal and interior, so the goats are more unpredictable.
One of the things that I wanted to point out is we have a couple places like Talking Ridge and the Kicking Horse that are complicated, where on average most of the animals are wintering below tree line, but then we have some animals that are wintering above, so we actually can even see mixed wintering strategies within one given geography.
This variety of wintering patterns will be taken into account in the habitat map that comes out of this study. White gave examples of how that map could be used with heliski maps. He said in some cases there might be no overlap, or the heliski boundaries could be shifted slightly.
But then it's not necessarily always that simple.
White showed an example of winter goat habitat at high elevations in the Four Winds Mountain.
And so in this case, what might need to occur if mountain goat conservation is the goal would be to contract the area that where helicopter skiing is allowed. And this would be a harder decision to make because it would be taking area off the map from helicopter skiing.
The chair of the most recent Haines Heliski Map Committee, Ron Jackson, asked White if he thinks the borough heliski map will have much overlap with goat habitat. White says, without question, there are conflicts.
And so then that's going to be the hard challenge for the managers, is to decide, you know, how do you deal with that situation, you know, and maybe they're just kind of grandfathered in, or maybe there's some sort of, you know, mitigation that a strategy that's used.
Haines is still deciding what process to follow with its next attempt to review heliski map boundaries. That's set to happen after Fish and Game finishes this study, which White said should be in a couple months. White also gave a big picture reason why many people may want to make mountain goat conservation a priority: climate change. He put together research that shows climate change will have a negative impact on goats because warmer temperatures hurt their chances of survival. White says, best case scenario, Alaska goat populations decline. Worst case scenario, mountain goats in the state could go extinct within 70 years. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.